I'm so sorry, please forgive me. Who do I pray to straighten out this problem? Straighten out this problem, straighten out my mind. Straighten out this crooked tongue, this crooked tongue, this crooked tongue. My mind has wandered from the straight and narrow. My mind has wandered from the flock you see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. The Gathering is back for Halloween episode 2, week 2 of our month-long spectacular. We are super excited to gather with you tonight. We do have a jam-packed show where you're doing nerd news, we're doing Halloween news, we're doing Gathering game show. We've got the Gathering at the Movies, our month-long segment where we are going to tell you our favorite Halloween movies. Now, I say we because I never ever gather alone. I got a couple nerds that are hanging out tonight, and we will get to them right now. First off, we have Oscar. What's up, Oscar?
Wes, what's going on tonight?
Not much, brother. Hello, nice to see your big O on Zoom. We got Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Good hey, Daniel. Back. And Derek.
Dude.
Hey, Derek, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll jump right in just a second. Like I said, we got a jam-packed show tonight. We do just kind of that little housekeeping we like to keep up with now and again. Don't forget, if you do listen to us, which we are on most major podcasting networks, Spotify, Google, Pandora, Apple, all, you know, iHeartRadio. But you also, if you're listening to us and you want to get a little bit more Gathering week to week, you can always check us out on Instagram. Daniel, what's our Instagram?
You can follow us at the_gathering_nerd.
We got a jam-packed show, so we are going to jump right in tonight. First off, we're going to start off with nerd news.
Nerd news!
All right, first off, nerd news. We have a new candy corn flavor coming out, and it's going to actually, candy corn, the original candy corn, I'm not a fan of. I don't like it. I think it's very waxy. Yeah, the original candy corn, I'm not a fan of. Just don't like it. They've had other flavors that have came out in the past couple of years that have been pretty good, like there's been a maple one, different fun ones, whatever. But this one's weird, dude. And I think they got their inspiration from Willy Wonka. Have you all seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
All right. You remember Violet? Do you remember what happens with Violet in that movie?
Where she becomes a blueberry?
Right. And do you remember why she becomes a blueberry?
Because she eats that blueberry?
She eats the gum, right? And there we go. Because she's a big gum chewer and she's always chewing gum, blah, blah, blah. But this gum has like, it's like a 4-course meal, a 3-course meal. So she can taste like the, you know, the opening course and the middle course and then the final, like the entree. And then the last thing is a blueberry pie or whatever it was. And that's why she turns into a blueberry. Well, these candy corns are going in a similar route. They are actually going to be turkey dinner flavored. So you're gonna have
that's what it tastes like. What the heck? That's what it tastes
like. Just so you know, if we can find a bag of this, we're trying it. But there's like 3 different flavors in there, and it's a 3-course meal. I know one of the final course is turkey. There's a, I believe it's a apple pie, and then I don't remember what the beginning course one was, but I'm
cream pie.
Is it cream pie? Is that what we're gonna flavor Derek flavors?
Fucking Derek.
Well, we know what to get Derek for Halloween. What kind of flavored candy? So that's interesting. I thought that was kind of cool that they're doing that. Number two, this came from Oscar actually. Netflix is it just got the rights to the show That 90s Show, which is a spinoff of That 70s Show, and actually has the original creators. I personally have never seen That 70s Show. Was it a good show? Or,
I mean, I enjoyed it. I mean, some of the episodes. You really
never
good.
Watched The 70s Show?
No, I've never seen That 70s Show.
What the heck, Sky?
I don't
know. You don't like Hocus Pocus, and now you don't. And now, damn.
I just never had the opportunity or reason to watch.
Were you born in the 70s?
You put all your time and effort in that bedazzled vampire, but you can't put an hour out of your time to watch.
I got a question for you. Okay.
You got an answer.
Is that 70s show really worth all that time and effort to go and watch the show, which you guys probably watched when it was airing back in the day? Like, it's not one of those shows you go back and watch if you didn't, like, if you weren't sitting there watching the sitcom coming about. It wasn't like, I've never had the thing to go, and the star of that show I've always thought was a douche. Always thought he was a douche. I just don't like the guy. So
no, it's worth it. Yeah, I think it's worth it.
Now, what's his name? Wasn't in that, was he?
Yeah.
Tom Hardy?
Yeah, he was the one.
He's Venom.
Why not? No, not Tom Hardy. The other guy.
Ashton Kutcher. Steve. I don't like Ashton Kutcher.
No. That's Ashton Kutcher, the Red Sun. What's his name? What's the actor's name? He was in Spider-Man 2 when it was the
Venom.
Topher something.
Oh, Topher Grace. Yeah.
Topher Grace.
Yeah, I don't care about him either.
Yeah, I don't either, honestly. But in that show, he actually does shine.
Yeah, so, he does pretty good. I like the smoking scene. Everyone gets high in that show.
Mia Kunitz?
Mia Kunitz.
Kunitz was in that, right?
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher's wife.
Shut up, Meg.
She is Megan. It's awesome. So that's coming out. That you know, I would actually see that 90s show. I think that decade's a lot better than the 70s.
It's gonna be all depressed kids.
Yeah, all depressed kids, right? It's interesting. It's a con, you know, we haven't really, there hasn't been, I mean, there's been an 80s sitcom now, and I think 90s is the way to go. I think we're far enough away now. We're 20 years.
90s is vintage now.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're 20 years out. Like, it's who would have thought that we would get there?
All these kids are saying, like, I wish I lived during the 90s decades. I'm like, you guys don't want to live. There was fucking, like, internet and whatever. I mean, we didn't really know, but AIDS was pretty big back then. Sorry that I got the conversation AIDS. Anyways, what are we talking about?
No, but it's true. Like, it was a weird decade. But the 90s, I think the 90s for music was pretty amazing. Like, you had some really amazing new artists that came out that are still around today. You had the... Tupac and Biggie were, that was their time. That's when they came out. They came out to shine. Like,
yep.
You know, that's, I mean, there are some iconic figures that were there and like making music and, you know, actors. So some of the best movies, I would say, came out during the 80s. I mean, some of my favorite movies of all time came out during the 80s. So, 90s, sorry, 90s. So I think it's a great decade. It's a great idea to push a show there. They're skipping the 80s, so they went to the 90s. I thought this was really cool. Michael Keaton actually still fits in the Batman suit. So,
does he really?
Yeah, there's a whole thing. I don't think he dons the cowl during the new Flash movie, but he actually fits in the suit. So that's kind of cool.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, still. Like, that means that guy... That, actually, speaking of the 90s... Or no, that was 89.
For Tim Burton's
Batman? Yeah, that came out in 1989.
Yeah.
Fourth piece of nerd news this week. WandaVision is getting a spinoff. Have you guys heard of this?
Again?
No, it's actually getting a spinoff.
No, I didn't hear this.
Agatha, they're in production, and they're working on a Agatha television show for Disney+.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, actually kind of a cool concept. I think that they could do a lot with that. She was actually a really rad character in that. I really liked her. And I used rad just because we're talking 80s. And speaking of old TV shows, I still am amazed how WandaVision pulled that off and just opened up that Disney+, like, Marvel TV show phenomenon that we're still going through. And I still haven't caught up with What If, so hopefully next week we can do a convo on that and get caught up. And
you're missing out on the best episode.
Oh, I know. I'm bummed. Last one I saw was the
Party Thor.
Yeah, I heard that was Party Thor. I heard that was pretty funny. And then last but not least, there's two bits of Marvel/ I'm gonna say Netflix kind of news. And I believe Oscar, you sent this over. The gentleman who played Punisher. And I don't know if I remember his name offhand.
John Berthall.
John Berthall is they are going to make a Punisher show, or they're going to at least reprise his role as a Punisher, correct?
Yeah. They're in the making the process of redoing it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you know that they're also going to have Charlie Cox and was it Vincent D'Onofrio reprise their roles. So it looks like we're getting Daredevil and we're getting Kingpin back from that universe, which I thought, no joke, that Kingpin, Vincent, was amazing as Kingpin, dude. Like, he was
bad. I like the other Kingpin, the black one.
Oh, from
the Daredevil movie?
Yeah. He was good, too. That was, what's his name, though, right? That's the Green Mile guy.
Something Duncan, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. He's awesome, dude. I love that guy. He was from, he was also in Armageddon, right?
Yeah, he was also in Welcome Back, Wasco Jenkins.
Oh, well, look at that. Look at Derek pulling it way out, dude. So, gosh, I cannot forget about this. Like, this.
Get about.
Okay. December 31st. Looks like we have a date. And we are going to get treated to this fourth season, which I cannot wait. It's Cobra Kai.
Many of us used to be enemies, but rivalries don't need to last forever. The All Valley Tournament is just a few months away. The stakes are higher than they've ever been. We know that Cobra Kai is going to use every dirty trick in the book. There's only one way we're going to be able to beat
them. Kicking their asses so hard, they shit themselves. They strike first. We'll pre-strike.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
We're going to take back the valley.
Take it back in a measured and organized approach.
We bite first.
They're not the only ones teaming up.
If you would have told me a year ago that our family's safety depended on winning a karate tournament, I would have thought you were joking. Here we are. Living in the Twilight Zone.
Oh man, that preview just got me super excited. I love it.
I'm so excited.
You know the funny thing is when you first said that, I was like, G.I. Joe, Cobra Kai. But then I was when I listened to the trailer, I was like, oh, the Karate Kid, dude.
G.I. Joe versus the Cobra Kai. Oh Lord. All right, good. Thanks, Oscar. All right, that's it for nerd news. We're going to move on and do some Halloween news.
This is it, Jennifer. Your big break in TV. From the prime time, bitch.
Thank you, Freddie, for introducing prime time here at the gathering. We got our first trailer for Halloween news. And I don't know what's wrong. I don't know why I didn't know this was coming out. I actually had heard about it. I thought it was animated. I did not know that Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City was a live action. Looks great. The trailer looks awesome. It looks very true to the authenticity of the video game. Have you guys seen this trailer yet, Derek, Daniel, Oscar?
Yeah, I have.
Daniel?
I just saw it today.
Oscar?
No, I have not yet.
Looks good, right? Perfect. It looks really good. I'm excited for this.
It looks okay. They kind of just looks like Leon, though.
The monsters look kind of weird. Like, the CGI is not done on it. But it looks good.
Like, yeah. The dogs don't look that mean.
You want meaner-looking dogs? I'm excited for it. I love Resident Evil. Let's play a little bit of the trailer.
Story has a beginning. Discover the origin of evil.
Why are you back here, Claire? Your conspiracies weren't true when we were kids. They're not true now.
We need to expose Umbrella. Watch this.
I'm afraid, Claire. I'm afraid of what they're gonna do to this town. You see, Umbrella, they had an incident. I'm talking Chernobyl, if you know what I mean. People are getting sick. You gotta help us, Claire. Let the world know what's really going on.
That's a little bit of the trailer. It looks good. I'm excited. Yeah, you know what? Looking at it again, this special effects look a little off. Hopefully, you know, that's... that gets fixed from this amazing story, because I really think it's faithful to the games more so than any of the other movies. Today, October 10th, something big's happening. Derek, do you know what?
October 10th? No, I don't. What?
Let's let me push this button and I'll let you know.
In January, Bart was awful. Put earthworms in his father's waffle. In February, the dead of winter, Bart catfished teacher right on Tinder. In March, we saw the start of spring. Bart unscrewed the playground swing. April's known for paying taxes. For Bart, it's known for nude butt faxes. In May...
Oh, how many months are there?
In May, we dance around a pole. Bart knocked it down with a car he stole. June is halfway through the year. Bart has a sip of his first beer. July is when the Bastille falls. Bart...
It is time for Simpsons Treehouse Horror. 32nd season of this. That's crazy. So
I love Halloween horror episodes.
You know, they had a three segment format, and they're going to a five segment format. This is the first time this year, so there was some talk.
What's been your favorite horror one?
For Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that was really good between 14 and 15.
But what was your favorite episode?
It was the one where Bart decided he wanted to play a trick on his sister, so he got a mouse and put it onto the bed.
What?
That was great.
I don't think that's that one.
No,
Say mine was the one where Bart's evil twin Hugo was actually the good
one.
Oh,
that one's good. Oh, that one. Yeah, that was my favorite one.
There was a mouse.
No, that was early on. That was early on. The rules were different 32 years ago. That was on the Tracy Ullman show where it first started. That was the first Treehouse of Horror. Yeah, it was good. did you hear about did you know that Hellraiser is getting rebooted or redrafted?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Did you guys? I haven't heard that.
It is. Now, have you heard about Pinhead?
Yeah, it's going to be a female like it was in the book.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool. They're going way back.
Sexy female? Yeah, let's do it.
Leather mommy.
Now, I got a question for you. If you reboot any other franchise, I think this is the only one where you can actually kind of change the main antagonist, the evil, into a female. Like, because you couldn't do it. It would be weird if they did that with Freddy Krueger or Jason or Michael Myers, right? You can't do that.
I think Freddy Krueger can.
Mm-hmm. You think you could with Freddy Krueger? You think making Freddy Krueger a female?
I think it'd be like a scary girl thing. It's kind of like having like a scary witch or a Blair Witch or what's the freaking Paranormal Activity.
So why don't we instead of calling it Nightmare on Elm Street, why don't we just call it another witch movie?
Yeah, but we have colors.
We just named this same thing. Yeah.
I don't know. Lame. I think
Pinhead's dope. Sexist.
No, not at all. I think you
can't blur that out.
No, I think it's lame. I think that there's certain stories that are great, and I think Pinhead makes complete sense because actually the book originally was like that. But it's certain iconic characters, you don't just change it to like conform. You can create new characters and do new things, but just because you want to we can't go back and erase history to make it like, oh, we have to do this because it was done this way. You know, it would be like, let's make Thelma and Louise Bob and John.
I'd watch that.
Actually, it does sound pretty cool, huh?
Bob and John, two guys just being dudes, being dudes,
dudes being dudes, banging on Brad Pitt.
Yep, just one of the boys.
Oh, we got to write this movie. All right. I'm calling copyright for anyone listening to the podcast. Bob and John, Thelma and Louise sequel. Don't steal my idea. have you guys heard of the horror film Last Rite?
Right. No.
I was gonna play the trailer. I'm gonna skip on it. It's about a girl who has sleep paralysis, and she is being like she falls like victim to this demonic force, and she has to get this priest to come help her. I actually, what I like about horror movies sometimes is a new concept, and I think this sleep paralysis thing is kind of cool because this means this person's awake, like kind of sitting there stuck. They can't move, and they're getting like this demon is manipulating and getting into their brain. I think it's a cool concept, but that's a new movie coming out just in time for Halloween. Last Rite. And let's see what other Halloween news. Oh, I cannot leave out the most important Halloween news that drops this week, October 15th. Halloween Kills comes out October 15th, and the more and more I see clips on this movie, the more and more I find out a little bit about this movie, the more story that comes out, I am so in. This movie just looks, from all angles, badass. Dude, it looks really good. What are your guys' takes on this being, like, this new kind of angle of Halloween and this movie being what it is?
I like that he's going to kill a lot of people.
Yeah. In the name.
The only thing that kind of got me like, oh man, is that the review saying that it leaves you in a cliffhanger. So I was like, God damn it. I hate cliffhangers, but they're good. It leaves you off like wanting more. But.
Guys, you're speaking of almost every horror movie from the 80s and 90s because they wanted to make sequels. And obviously they probably want to do that here. So I'm okay with
like
that.
This lady said like this, like, you know, I know what you're talking about. His eyes open up. He's alive.
But are you talking about that?
No, they're saying it ends like in a full on like cliffhanger.
Oh really?
It's okay. Like, it's supposed to be like this is a part one. And then part two is supposed to come out next year or whatever.
Oh, really? That even makes me more excited. That's great. That's like Endgame, dude. I love these.
Yeah, I know. I love it, but I hate it too because they want me to want it more. Like, oh, come on. I want to see it already.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're doing that. All right. Derek, you are a resident horror movie fanatic and man of the hour when it comes to horror movies. What do you think about this one?
I'm all in. I like the first one. And it's so funny that Danny McBride actually was a part of this. That dude's like in all the comedic movies. He's homies with like Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Uh-huh.
So that was really like, I've noticed that the comedians are the ones that have like the most like crazy fucking horror movies, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm all in for it. I mean, from what the trailers was and from what you hear, this is going to be the most bloodiest and most violent horror, Halloween movie to date, so I'm really excited for that.
I'm gonna have Jamie and kind of the cast and crew explain a little bit about this movie and what makes it so different, and then we're gonna play two quick clips, and then that'll be it for Halloween news, and we'll see you on the other side of that to do some gathering game show. So here you go, enjoy this clip, a couple clips, and the cast telling us what to expect in this new Halloween Kills.
A very different movie.
It's called Halloween Kills, and it has to live up to that title. It's a bigger, badder, nastier, crazier version.
40 years ago, a madman escaped from a mental hospital. The boogeyman is coming for you.
This evening, four bodies were discovered.
The last movie was Laurie's story. This is the town's story.
Laurie! What do we do?
We fight.
David was really clear that he just wanted to explore the after effects of violence and how it affected Haddonfield.
It really does talk about this sort of mob mentality.
We're gonna hunt him down and we're gonna put an end to this.
This idea of fear, you know, is interesting. Fear is a driver.
There's just nonstop action and blood.
Evil
dies tonight!
It's really intense.
Tommy?
Tommy, Lori. You can't go in there! Lori. Tommy!
Lori.
Tommy.
He killed Marion, and he attacked Lindsay, too.
What? Karen!
We didn't know for sure. I didn't know what to tell you. Mom, I just want you to be okay.
Listen, I just want you to know, when he gets here, I'm gonna kill him. Because 40 years ago, when I was a kid, you protected me. So tonight, I'm gonna protect you, okay?
Nurse, you know, I appreciate you, but could you get out, please? Like, get out now! We had him. How did he escape?
I don't know. I don't know.
What do? We don't have the police support.
We fight. We always fight.
Hey. What are you guys doing out here?
It's Halloween. We've been trick-or-treating. We got a whole bag of
candy. You guys should not be out here right now, okay? It's not safe.
You're gonna kill me?
No.
Satan, not today.
Oh, I'm so scared. Are you guys alone? Where are your parents?
No. No, we're waiting for our friend.
And, like, there's a creepy man in a white mask, and he keeps, like, trying to play hide-and-seek with us, and he's taking the bag.
Where did you see him?
He's just hiding behind trees.
And he pops out like, peekaboo. I mean, we're not 3 years old. Come on, man.
Oh, look, there he is.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Is that Dennis's mask?
Run! Go home now! Before he kills us all, get out of here!
Run!
Do not turn around! Keep going home!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Gathering at the Movies, Halloween edition. All right, up first tonight, we have Oscar. And Oscar, what is your Halloween movie pick of the week?
Jigsaw. I mean, there's a lot of franchise on Jigsaw, but I'm just going to stick it to Jigsaw. So this man basically he has cancer. He's about to die, and he's, you know, a series of his life kind of happened. There was a homeless that broke into his wife's clinic because his wife is a doctor, and they jacked his all the medicine. While doing that, they heard the his wife's, she was pregnant at the time, and when they slammed a door while opening, like trying to rush out of the clinic, they killed the baby by doing that. So, and so forth, he decided to steal people that not worthy of their life. So basically, kind of like a weird way of psychology of appreciating your life. If you go through this event and you survive, make sure you live your life truly and not waste your life by doing whatever you're doing.
All right, and that's actually an amazing movie. I'm actually looking up the trailer for that movie right now. The only reason is because you told me Jigsaw, which is very different than that movie. That movie is Saw. That is from actually 2004. And that is, do you remember the original premise to that movie, why it made it so good?
No, not so much.
Okay, so in this, I love this franchise, just so you know. Amazing. For me, it's an amazing franchise because not originally the original movies, but the way it connected so far through it was just really good. But this is when they got the two guys wake up and they're inside that like kind of like shower restroom and they're chained up.
Nice. Are they naked?
No, they're not. Derek, you've seen this movie, right?
That's Saw. But are we talking about Saw or Jigsaw?
Well, we were talking about Jigsaw, which is
talking about the general, the whole yeah, concept Saw. Of Jigsaw was Saw and Jigsaw.
So, So I was confused because Jigsaw is the 2017 movie, which came after which was the eighth movie in the franchise.
Yes.
The Saw movie, which right when he started talking, I knew what he's talking about because he's talking about kind of the how, like the guy became a killer. And if you're going over the whole franchise, it's amazing because you're basically, the traps are amazing. But the original Saw movie, which I'll play a clip for, is when Which he shows up in a couple other movies. He's actually trapped in the restroom, and they're trying to figure out all the clues as to why they're in there.
Kissing too.
What's that?
Huh?
Okay.
What?
Nothing. I thought you said they're kissing too, so I don't know why you said that. Because you, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Lord help us. All right. Here's the trailer to the original 2004 Saw.
Someone there? I can hear you. Who is that? Who's in there?
Speaking, he's not really a murderer. He never killed anyone.
Dr. Gordon, your aim in this game is to kill Adam. If you do not, then Diana will die.
He finds ways for his victims to kill themselves.
I'm sick of people who don't appreciate their blessings. I've given you a life purpose.
Looks like our friend Jigsaw likes to book himself front row seats to his own sick games.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive. Not anymore.
You are a drug addict. Do you think that is why he picked you?
He helped me.
Don't believe Adam's lies.
Actually a huge fan of, you know, it's actually interesting because Saw 1 came out in 2004, Saw 2 2005, Saw 3 2006, so these movies, they were cranking them out. It was actually pretty cool, but this actually has a 51% Rotten Tomato score. Not too bad. Good choice, Oscar. I love those movies. I like deep diving in them, so thank you for that. All right, next up we have Daniel. What's your movie tonight?
I got Nightmare Before Christmas.
Great movie. Now, is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? I'm not sure.
I wouldn't say it's both.
Okay.
That's what I say. So it's a movie that was released on October 13th, 1993, the 90s babies.
Wow.
So
old.
And I think the director was Henry something. Henry something. You guys know? No.
Was he the director of that?
Yeah, I think it was him.
Because it's a Tim Burton film, correct, Derek?
It's a story by.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the director.
Derek sounds sad about that. Okay, sorry, Derek.
Yeah, he's like,
directors, you fuckers.
But yeah, so pretty much it's a story about, there's a town called Halloween Town, and everything there, every day is there's Halloween. And there's, I guess, the main character is Jack the Skeleton. And he was kind of like getting bored of Halloween. He just wanted like to spice up something else. Like every day was Halloween for him. He had nothing really much going on for him after that. So he kind of got burnt out. Yeah, pretty much burnt out. And so he went to the forest. He's kind of relaxing, kind of like down, like, what's my life meaning? So he ran to this forest that had different trees on there that had different holidays. Pretty much he founds Christmas Town and he loves Christmas now, and he takes it back to his Halloween Town, tell him all about this foreign land that he found. Pretty much foreign land.
Yeah.
And that he's like, oh, we have to do this, but they didn't know the real meaning of Christmas until everything bad goes through and Santa Claus saves them. And I don't want to ruin it, it's an old movie, but it's a great children movie. Like, my son just started watching it, and actually really cool seeing him watch it.
Yeah, it's one of those movies. It's so iconic now. There's so much merchandise out for it. If you haven't seen the movie, shame on you. It is one of the classics now. There is has a huge following. Disney actually turns their Haunted Mansion into this like huge. I would say almost the movie itself. Like just it's pretty epic. So here is the trailer for one of the most iconic movies, I would say now of all time, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Welcome to an extraordinary world filled with magic and wonder. Open your mind and let yourself go. To a place where every day is Halloween and every night Jack Skellington.
I am the Pumpkin King!
Dreams of something different.
What is this?
It's someplace new.
Jack, look out! Whoa!
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair.
What is this?
Haven't you heard of peace on earth and goodwill toward men?
Touchstone Pictures presents the enchanting story of two very special dreamers and the holiday spirit that brought them together. From the imagination of Tim Burton comes The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And what did Santa bring you, honey?
Now, Daniel, did you know why it's actually originally released by Touchstone Pictures?
No, why?
Touchstone Pictures was actually a, it's a Disney title. It's a Disney, like a, it was a way Disney used to release some of their movies that they didn't want under the Disney title. So if it was rated R or rated PG-13 or had some scenes that they didn't feel were too Disney, they didn't actually trust this movie and felt like it wasn't going to be really family friendly. So they, instead of releasing it under their Disney title, they released it under their Touchstone title.
Mm.
So it's pretty interesting. Know that. Yeah, it's actually funny. Interesting.
And now then, they're all about it.
Oh, now they're all about it. Now they're like, they can't get enough of it. Derek, I'm correct about that, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Was there anything else to that story? Because I feel like I'm leaving something out.
You got it.
Oh, okay. I'm actually just making sure because I was trying to I hope I say this right. I hope I got it right. Okay.
And you can watch it on Disney Plus on Super HD. It's actually really cool watching it.
Oh,
HD.
Yeah, that's right. Disney, of course, Disney Plus will have it. This is actually a highly, highly rated movie, too. It's 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's actually, the critics loved it as well. All right, Derek, your movie actually has a higher rating than mine does this week. Mine is pretty iconic as well because I've just recently watched and I forgot how much I absolutely love my movie. But I'm going to let you go first because I've never heard of your movie and actually deep diving into it. I'm fascinated by it. I think it's actually pretty awesome. I know it's one of those movies where there's going to be a parent advisory or like just an advisory in general. If you watch this, just be ready, be careful. You know, you're going to see something that is definitely different and probably a little bit. I mean, the clip I saw, I was like a little shocked by, but it's actually a highly rated movie, and a lot of people love this movie. It has a huge cult following. So, Derek, I'm going to let you take it away and talk about your movie.
All righty. So, my movie is called Cannibal Holocaust. And it is a banger, ladies and gents. And like this guy said, yeah, there is a advisory because it does display some really grotesque things along with one scene of animal abuse where unfortunately a turtle gets the raw end of a machete. But it's a 1980s movie. It's about this documentary of some professor wondering where his team went. And so somebody comes back saying they found the footage of the researchers that had gone down to check this cannibalistic tribe. And so, you know, when you're here in the States, you think that, oh, it's the cannibals that they did it. Well, in actuality, it was the cannibals. But then you realize, watching the tapes, what had caused the cannibals to actually kill these people. And it was because of their own actions. These researchers were terrible people. They were doing things that they weren't supposed to with the women, and, you know, burning down huts and just disrespecting the area. So then you realize why they got eaten. Again, this movie's kind of banned in a couple of countries. It's banned in the UK, Australia. So I know it's banned somewhere else, but yeah. So if you do get a hold of it, like, make sure you're able to watch it. But other than that, yeah, it's a pretty good film. Like, so it's a really good one.
How are you able to watch it, Derek? I'm just curious. I mean, if you could say it, if you could say
it. If I could say so, if you're from the good old US of A and you could do whatever you want and you could just, you know, type it up and on the internet and it's free and pop up.
Okay. Question, is there a VHS of this?
A VHS? Yeah, there is a VHS, but it's hard to find. It's kind of expensive too.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, that is Cannibal. What was it? It was Cannibal Holocaust, 1985, 65% on Rotten Tomato. Here's the trailer. I mean, the trailer doesn't explain a lot, but it is going to have a lot of noise, but there is some very interesting dialogue in it. And that's what I found fascinating, Derek, was spoilers, as you said, but that these people kind of deserved what they got. And I was like, at first I'm like, oh shit, they're burning this hut. Why are they burning this hut? And then I realized, like, oh, they're just like shitty people. So here's the trailer for Cannibal Holocaust. A Grindhouse production.
Four young and fearless Americans, children of the space age, armed with cameras, microphones, and curiosity. Alan Yates, Faye Daniels, and their two cameramen and inseparable friends, Jack Anders and Martin DeMonte. Four youngsters who never came back.
Are they still alive? And if so, where are they? These are the questions that the rescue team sponsored by New York University and the Pan American Broadcasting System hope to be able to answer.
Unfortunately, that goes on a little bit, so and then it gets into some more words. It just takes a while, but watch that trailer. It's actually pretty interesting, and it may, like, at least for my, as it did for me, I want to see that. So that's 65% on Rotten Tomato. Now on to my movie. My movie sits kind of a midway beginning of a huge franchise. Now, I know we're supposed to pick movies that not a lot of people see, but this movie, for some reason, tends to get overlooked a lot. And this franchise has a really, really low Rotten Tomato score of a 7. It was made in 1982, but it is by far probably my favorite slasher film, single film of all time. And the reason is because it's very iconic. It's very silly. It was originally made in 3D, so you watch this movie with all these ridiculous, ridiculous 3D, like, forces on you, whether, like, the end of an axe is coming at you or a spear is coming at you. It's, like, it's just funny. But this movie is Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D. I mentioned this movie earlier, actually, in the quiz. Now, I choose this movie for one reason alone. It, to this day, defines that franchise. Jason gets his actual mask in this film. There's a kind of a nerd in there, which for some reason now I watch him where I relate to him. And Jason slices his throat, takes the hockey mask that he has, takes the spear gun for some reason, which he has in this, like, weird, like mountain community that he and this actually this movie actually happens the day after Friday the 13th Part 2 in the timeline. I love this movie. There's a biker gang in it that's really like they're just it's silly. This biker gang is like ridiculous. But the kills in this are awesome. There's a guy doing a handstand. He slices them in half. He cuts off a guy's hand. I think he, at one point, at the beginning of the movie, sticks in like a needle thread point through one of his victim's necks. It's just ridiculous kills, and it's amazing. I love it. So if you've never seen this movie, you're going to go in, realize it's made in the 80s, realize it's silly, realize the acting is really bad, but, and some of the scenes don't make sense because they're trying to force 3D on you, but it is amazing. I wish I could see this movie in 3D again. So this is Friday the 13th, Part 3, 1982, and the trailer, oh my God, it's so good.
Weekends are a good time to escape to the woods. Unless the weekend begins with Friday the 13th. Because 13 is an unlucky number. But out here, so are 1 through 12. Because these are Jason's woods. And nobody leaves them alive. Friday the 13th, Part 3, in 3D. Jason, you can't fight him. You can't stop him. And now, you can't even keep him on the screen. Friday the 13th, Part 3, in 3D. Now, when it comes to killing in Jason's woods, Jason will come to you. Friday the 13th, Part 3, in 3D. A new dimension in terror. It will scare you. On it.
Oh, that is so ridiculous. And it's so funny because the entire time they're like Friday the 13th in 3D, 1 through 12.
This is not with the 3D hype, right?
This was during the time of the 3D hype when Jaws was in 3D. Like, they were just releasing movies in 3D. Like, it was early 80s was, like, a huge 3D hype. I think Jaws 3 came out around the same time. So, It was ridiculous, dude. It was ridiculously funny, like, this trailer, because they're a new dimension in terror. Jason is no longer on the screen. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, this is so good. I love 80s trailers. They're so good, so... that was it. That's my pick for the week. If you get a chance, go out there, watch one of these movies, get into the Halloween spirit, and we'll see you next time at the movies. This is Gathering at the Movies. All right, next we're going to do our What If segment, but we're changing it up, and we're going to call it, for the least the month of Halloween, Children of the Night.
Listen to them. Children of the Night. What music they make.
Any chance to play that clip, I get super excited. I cannot talk right now. What's going on with my mouth? It's not working. All right, gentlemen, I got a couple good ones for you tonight. This is a kind of on the what if a little bit, but this is more to kind of see what kind of experiences you've had, maybe Halloween or, you know, some of those supernatural experiences. So, Derek, got a question for you.
What?
Have you ever used an Ouija board? And if so, what happened?
I've never used the Ouija board. I don't care for them. I think nothing really happens. But I did see a ghost.
You did see a ghost?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one of the other questions, but go ahead. Let's get into it. I'm in.
You could ask the next question. What's the name? Ooh, yeah, someone else go.
No, no, no. I'm actually, this would be a two-parter then. So tell me about your ghost story.
It was back in the first home we owned, and apparently someone died in the room that we were sleeping in, and they crawled and died in the room. And one night I had woke up to a legless man that was holding himself up by the arms, all in black, and looking up at me.
Oh, shit. What are you... did you sleep in that room again? Like, I would have been fucking out, dude.
I was blessed, but, like, yeah, and then I found out, like, he died in my room.
That's just not okay on every level, dude.
And I was like a kid in elementary school, but I remember it clearly like it was last night. I remember it still. It was that crazy.
Yeah, actually, you gave me chills. Okay, that's pretty spooky. Wow, okay. Daniel, have you ever used an Ouija board?
No, negative. You're like, all
right. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. I'm like, I'm a little nervous right now. I'm looking around making sure there's no man in black with no legs fucking coming up on me. No, Derek, did you ever see him again or?
You would see, like, I think my mom even saw like a shadow figure, but it was more like I only saw him that one time and then he spoke, but I'm like, it was fucking crazy. So no, but then like you would see like somebody in the vents looking back at you at night. So you'd fall asleep and then like it looked like somebody was looking back at you at night, like in through the vent. And you know when you feel like, oh, someone's looking at you like while you're driving and stuff and you look over in the passenger seat and you see someone actually. It was like that. So yeah, so people were just like not feeling well like at certain hours. And like Jake, I think, was a baby at the time, and he couldn't be placed on a certain section of the room because then he started, like, freaking out. Like, he'd start just freaking out once you get him to that section. So, yeah, it was, like, really fucking crazy.
Yeah, it sounds pretty crazy. All right. Okay, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, that's enough for me on that shit.
Yeah, all right. Keep going.
Daniel, so you never used an Ouija board, but have you ever seen a ghost or a presence?
I want to say no. My mind probably has, but me personally, no.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm actually curious because, you know, I've said this before. I don't know if I really believe in ghosts, but I've had experiences. So maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'll get into mine in a minute. Oscar, what about you? Have you ever used an Ouija board? And if so, what happened?
No, I did not. No, honestly, all the money in the world will never get in to touch that shit. No, thank you.
No, I've actually used a. We used to use one all the time in like junior high, and when we'd go to parties and partake in the devil's juice, which is alcohol.
I always felt like a negative. Like every time I see it, like when I was a kid, I felt like something was negative. I just felt like everything in my body would tell me like, "Nah, that's not for you. Don't worry about it. That's not a game that you'd be interested in."
Yeah. Now, Derek, do you know where the Ouija board originated from? Is it actually like it was a game made up by Hasbro, correct?
Yeah, it was a made up game by Hasbro, but I think like religiously there is some like type of resemblance. I don't know. I just know there is some like religious thing.
When I used we were kids and we were playing around and drinking. Someone may have messed around, but I remember we were playing around and using one, and we kept asking it, like, is there a ghost here? Is there a ghost here? And, you know, nothing happened, right? And we just kind of left it. And when we came, like, it was just, like, three of us or four of us. And when we went to the other room and came back, it was on yes. And then we, like, oh, we moved it. We went out again because we were wherever we went and came back and was on yes again. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, that freaked me out. As a kid, it freaked me out. Now, looking back, someone may have moved it, someone may not have, I don't know. But we kept saying, is there a spirit here? Is there a spirit here? Because the house was supposedly haunted. So that was pretty freaky back in the day.
This guy, fucking stop talking to dick devils. They're not good.
That's what happens.
Yeah, no. You know, the other one was there, and I may have said this last year, but there was a, I remember the only time I've ever really felt a presence, and my sister had passed, my adopted sister, but there was a fire in, and we were able to get it out in the bedroom of our house. So we got it out, and I remember I was like, I couldn't sleep that, so I was going to go sleep with my buddies, because basically I had had the, we lived in a duplex, we were in the top duplex, and I was like 16, 17, and I was lucky because it wasn't being used, so we'd always go kind of hang out there. My parents lived downstairs. So my friend was in the bedroom smoking cigarettes. Not really. Not, Oscar knows it wasn't cigarettes. But and he dropped a nugget onto the bed, and that's what caught fire. So when we were leaving, I literally...
Wait. A nugget caught fire on the bed?
Yeah. He was smoking herb, and it dropped, and it caught onto the bed and actually caught fire.
Damn, that quick? Oh, that's crazy.
It wasn't that quick, but he was, like, he had probably just, you know, like, not noticed it.
Oh, okay.
Like, one of the hot cherries, like, dropped down. And
stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah. So when we were leaving, I remember looking up into the window, and it literally, there was someone standing there, and it looked like my sister. And because that was her apartment growing up when I was a kid, and that's where she would sleep. So when we went and put the water out, literally the fire was going. And I remember went downstairs, grabbed the hose, ran into the room. I remember it was hot. Like, it literally felt like my face was going to burn off. But for some reason, hitting it with the water, which didn't seem like a lot, put it out really quick. So I was just like, I didn't know why, and then when I looked up, and now I look back, I'm like, if she was there, she probably helped out with that. So, I didn't get an evil spirit, a dead spirit, but she did die in that apartment. So,
damn it, gosh.
Sorry. Okay, what unsolved murder? Maybe anything out there in the world? It could even be the newest one that just happened. Fascinates you the most? Is there one out there, Derek?
Oh, there's plenty of them out there. If we're going to have to pick one, I'm going to pick the Jack the Ripper murders because they didn't know who it was.
Like back then or like now?
Yeah, back then. Jack the Ripper.
No, like, is there any unsolved murder now that's out there that you're just kind of like fascinated by?
Oh, if we're talking about like currently now?
Yeah.
Currently now, no. I mean, everything is like cameras now, so you can't really get away with anything anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, they just discovered who the Zodiac killer was.
I know, I saw that. That's crazy.
Damn it, Gary. It was Gary.
Scary all along.
It was Gary.
Yeah, and the guy that knew it was him was just taking photos and hanging out with the fucking Zodiac killer. Dude. Yeah, so, I mean, I would say Zodiac, but then, like, yeah, so you can't even get away with killing now. Like, it's maybe if you're in a third world country, but, like, here in the U.S., yeah, no. You're not gonna get
away. Yeah, I agree. Daniel, is there any unsolved murder from now and to the annals of time that you like are like fascinated by or always was fascinated by growing up?
Not that I know of.
It's a hard question because you have to.
Yeah, it's really.
Isn't it really?
No, I didn't really pay attention to a lot of them. Just like the recent documentaries, like the hotel ones and the stuff that came on Netflix, I thought were pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's great. We're fascinated now. Now that the internet's out there, sometimes you get these videos, like Derek's saying, where you're like, what the hell? You know, especially that hotel one. I'm not going to remember the name of it right now, but that was a really good one. And then even like with the Richard Ramirez thing, when the people were trying to find him and they were just like freaking out there, like that's just crazy. But people are fascinated by him. Like this girl who's out there now, who just got murdered most likely by her boyfriend. Is there any updates on that? I haven't heard about
supposedly, the bounty hunter dude found him already.
Oh, they really? Okay. And, wow.
That's what I'm hearing, supposedly. It could be fake news, or it could just be someone just posting a fake ad or a fake page of it. But supposedly, they already found them.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was on think they are. I think Dog actually is on his trail or whatever. Like I said, you can't run away from the dog.
Can't run away from the dog, but people are so fascinated by that. That's kind of why the question came up, like, because we're so fascinated by this, like, murder news and, like, the whodunit, you know, it's, like, crazy. And even now, like, I mean, everyone assumes it's him, but they still have to go through the whole thing and the evidence of it, and we don't know any of it, so.
If it wasn't him. Yeah.
All right. In your opinion, Daniel, what is the most brutal way to die?
I would say fire. Fire or drowning.
Most brutal. That would be hard. Derek, what about you?
Fire. I mean, you're going to feel that shit.
Oscar?
Like getting pushed in a pool of acid.
That would just burn. Oh, that would be horrible. I actually think drowning would be, because, like, you're fighting for your life. Burned alive, it's going to be the most brutal pain ever, but drowning, you're like, it's,
you know, dying.
Yeah, you know you're dying. You know that, like, and there's not a lot of pain involved. It's just like you just feel like at some point in burning, like, at least in the movies, they're like, just kill me, you know, and so they shoot them, but, or whatever, you know, but, like, drowning, you're just you're done. Like, there's nothing you could do. So I don't know, kind of freaky. Okay. Have you ever seen a fresh dead corpse?
No.
Derek?
Negative.
Online, but not in real life.
No. Oscar?
I mean, she was alive when she was falling and died when she landed.
Oh, you saw someone jump?
Well, when I used to work in Valet, there's a restaurant by the Google building in Irvine, and there's a parking structure. So me, like, going running for a car, all of a sudden, like, I see something just right fall in front of me, and I see a body, and I'm like, oh, shit. And this lady jumped from, like, I think at least 5 stories, I think it's the parking structure, and she was gasping for air, and, like, me and the security, well, at the same time, the security guard was, like, inside the parking structure, saw the same thing, and we both were just standing there, like, what just happened? And he called 911, and they came and everything, and, like, I saw her, like, gasp for air and stuff, so I thought that was a little crazy.
Oh, that's sad. All right, well, you know, we're kind of out of time for tonight, and this is actually getting super interesting, because we're, obviously it's Halloween, so we're going to be a little bit more on the dark side. Force, but it's actually interesting. So we'll do one fun what if to end the night and just kind of go from there. So, all right, we're in a horror movie. It's me, Derek, Daniel, Oscar, Adam, Jeremy, and Leo. Okay, now one of us is the killer, right? And who is the survivor? Now, you get to pick who the killer and the survivor is, and you can even try to see who do you think they'll try to kill first. Derek, you're up. So there's me, you, Daniel, Oscar, Leo, Jeremy, and Adam. Who's the killer, and who's the final survivor against the killer that gets away in the end, kills the killer, but the killer's not really dead?
Killer Oscar. He's a time bomb. <It's a time laughs> survivor, not Jeremy. That poor guy is just
is he the first to go? Who's the first to die?
Jeremy.
And who's the survivor who lives?
Me.
You're the survivor.
Yeah, I guess all y'all die. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Hey, you're this is your movie. All right, Daniel.
I'm the final girl.
I say the opposite of Derek. I say Jeremy's the killer.
What?
You never see it coming ever since, what was the movie?
Scream?
Scream? When, it was not Scream. The other one, the funny one. It's your movie ended up being the... Butler. I don't know. Special needs guy, but he ends up being a really cool guy.
Oh, Goofy.
Goofy. Yeah, Goofy. Yeah,
Goofy. Jeremy has like an ABG girl and everything.
And then Survivor, I say Sky. Only because he didn't know it was Jeremy the whole time.
Yeah.
So they're best friends.
Yeah, Jeremy can't kill. Jeremy can't kill Yoda anyway.
Frame him for the murder.
Yeah, frame him off. Frame for the
murder. He's gonna bust a Michael Jackson Thriller on him. He turns around and his eyes are red.
Oh shit. Oh, that's a great scene, by the way. I love that scene in Thriller. All right, Oscar, you're up. Who's your killer? Who's your first kill? And who's your who does Jeremy kill first, Daniel?
I say Adam.
Adam. He takes out Adam first. Goes to the big one.
So he says, I'm no more Star Wars than him. So he kills him.
Yeah, he's dying then, bro. All
right. Oscar, who's your killer? Who's your survivor? And who's your first to be killed?
Since this is my movie, I'm the survivor. Killer is Leo. And he goes after Adam.
He goes after Adam. Adam's the first to die again. Poor Adam. Adam, you're getting killed tonight.
If it wasn't for Oscar, I feel like Adam would be the killer next.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Scott?
I actually think that Derek's the killer, right? Because he's the obvious choice, right? Derek's the one, you know, like he's got the crazy movies and all that. So.
But what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
That you what you've been like you're watching these movies and you get like that They Live kind of like syndrome. So you start like wanting to mimic them and you start becoming a cannibal and you start trying to kill us and like it's crazy. So first Derek needs to go after the people that would suspect him most. So he'd come after and kill me first.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then and then he would slowly go after everyone, getting Oscar, like, but he would, like, Derek is like our Freddy Krueger, because, you know, Derek's going to come up with some creative ways to kill people. So, like, Oscar will probably, like, burn out both his eyes with joints. And Daniel, he'll probably do, like, that Freddy Krueger move, like, the guy, Daniel's doing benching, and Derek rips out his arms with the thing. And then, with the
Jesus, you put some thought into it.
I'm just coming up as I go.
He's like, yeah, and then I'm like, God, are you sure you're not the killer?
I'm not. And then I actually think so it would be me, Oscar, Daniel, the first three out, because first we had this conversation with him. Then I think he has his final choice of Jeremy, Adam, and Leo. And I think he makes a mistake here of going after Adam first, right? Because once we're all dead and Derek's the only one that survives, Jeremy figures out that it's Derek, right? So Derek takes out Adam with a fake lightsaber, but he puts it through both ends and makes it touch, so he kills him.
Wow, this guy had his scene and everything.
Yeah, I'm creating the movie. I'm creating. Then he goes after Leo because he's coming back from all the way out in the boondocks. And stops.
And Bree
comes out to Leo, but Jeremy's there. So when he's trying to take out Leo, Jeremy drops down. Now, just because this is my movie, Jeremy, and not because he's Asian, but 100% because he's Asian, knows karate, and he jumps. Not at all, because Jeremy would be badass. Right? So like you wouldn't even know. Like comes down, does a couple kicks to the stomach, roundhouse kick knocks you down. And then you drop your Glock. Jeremy picks it up, double taps it. Derek's dead. Jeremy and Leo survive, but then Jeremy decides to take out Leo because, I'm just kidding. All right.
No, you're not.
Not at all.
No, you're not. Yeah, you want something else.
All right. There we go. That's the gathering for this week. Halloween Part 2. The Insanity episode. So we thank everyone for joining us tonight. We are really appreciative of your time. Little long episode tonight, but it's Halloween and only comes around once a year. So hope you enjoyed it. Please follow us on Instagram. Please subscribe to our little podcast here on whatever podcast station you listen to us on. We thank you from Sky, Derek, Daniel, and Oscar. We wish you gather on and happy Halloween.
Gather on.
Gather on.
I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Who do I pray to straighten out this problem? Straighten out this problem. Straighten out my mind. Straighten out this crooked tongue. This crooked tongue. This crooked tongue. My mind has wandered from the straight and narrow.